This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Johannesburg today to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. This marks his fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said the summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues, adding that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. Our correspondent in Johannesburg reports that this will be PM Modi's 12th G20 summit since 2014. Government today announced the implementation of four new labour codes that seek to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old law in the country. The Ministry of Labour said that the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 will be implemented from today onwards. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the next 1 year will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force or BSF and welfare of BSF personnel. Addressing the BSF Diamond Jubilee Foundation Day ceremony at Bhuj in Gujarat, the Home Minister stated that the Home Ministry has set a 5-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world.
Home Ministry has decided that the next 1 year till BSF's next Foundation Day will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force. The Home Ministry has set a 5-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world.
Border Security Force banayenge.
President Draupadi Murmu has embarked on a 2-day visit to Hyderabad. Upon arrival at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad, she was accorded a warm welcome by Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma and Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy. The President will inaugurate the second edition of the Bharati Ekala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bolaram this evening. Thousands of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants are leaving India through various border checkposts in West Bengal since Special Intensive Revision or SIR has started. Border Security Force or BSF is handing over the Bangladeshi nationals to the Border Guard Bangladesh after taking biometrics and completing necessary documentation work. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has said more than 50 crore 43 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of SIR Phase 2 from 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7th of February next year. Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, participated in the inaugural gathering of 4th European Union Indo-Pacific Ministerial Forum in Brussels, Belgium today. The leaders exchanged views with Vice President of the European Commission, Kaja Kallas, and foreign ministers of Cyprus, Maldives, Somalia and Tuvalu. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty were knocked out of the Australian Open after losing the quarter-final match to Indonesian pair of Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Shohibul Fikri by 19-21, 15-21. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, snapped their 2-day winning streak. The Sensex shed 401 points to close at 85,232, while the Nifty dipped 124 points to settle at 26,068. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 days. Thunderstorms accompanied with lightning are also predicted at places over Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Cold wave conditions are likely over parts of West Madhya Pradesh for next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in very poor category. The air quality index was recorded at 367 as of 1 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.